Proclamation number 8861, dated the September 28th, 1964. Correction of a big error. Continuation of No. 8858, 8859, and 8860. Hand your every trouble over to me and I will grant you comfort and inner calm, because with me nothing is impossible. Neither is it impossible for me to give you the right explanation as to why I did not prevent the occurrence of errors in such important questions such as the fall of the spirits, which presents me in my act of creation differently to the clarification I have given to you. The question of where evil originated from has always been asked, whether all good and evil qualities are incorporated in me, and this question always involved far too much human thought, since people have always judged me and my nature by their own standards, but in so doing they failed to appeal for receiving the pure truth. Instead they provided themselves with an explanation about my nature and this started my adversary's activity. And thus you already have the explanation for what supposedly has also been my revelation, the reason why error entered divine revelations. As soon as protection from misguided thinking is appealed for, such inaccuracy cannot happen, because I am incapable of lying. But as the spirit of lies more likely corresponds to human thinking, he is instant access to people's intellect. I cannot contradict myself. And since I now have the guarantee that an appeal for protection from error always precedes these writings, since it is also the time of the end when I have sent a spirit of light to earth in order to inform people in all truthfulness of my reign and activity, there only remains the rejection of these writings, as being contrary to the erroneous description, or their complete acceptance. You humans can use your own discretion as to whether you want to acknowledge me as supremely perfect or whether you imagine me with flaws, thus also with evil qualities. It is up to you humans what you want to acknowledge, because error only happened in a few instances, therefore test all things and keep what is good. But the fact that mistakes have occurred is certain, and therefore a great desire for truth must predominate again amongst people in order to recognize what corresponds to truth. And again, only a small number of people desire the purest truth, but they will know where human intellect was more involved so that it drowned out the inner voice. Added to this came the human implementation when intellectual thought intervened once more and devalued the divine revelation, but which only ever requires the desire for truth so as to be able to recognize it as error. For this reason I made my prophecies come true and, time and again, every century rectified what required clarification. Therefore two directions will also emerge once again, and yet again it will involve conformists or those who are interested in the pure truth. It only ever concerns the fact that everything which leaves my eternal order no longer corresponds to my nature, that everything turns into the opposite, but that I myself can only ever move within the eternal order. Hence, the person who is ruled by his intellect alone is already outside my law and grants influence to the one who likewise stands outside the eternal order. And therefore you have no idea how highly I value your appeal to protect you from error, for this request truly guarantees you the greatest spiritual success. This problem, too, had to be discussed sooner or later, and therefore nothing is coincidence, everything is predetermined in order to provide the necessary information, because every error is a danger for the human being's spiritual state. However, anyone who desires the truth will object to this doctrine, he will discard it as wrong, he will test it and keep what is good. Even so, I cannot force any person to make an appeal which he himself must send up to me from within, the appeal for protection from error. But where this desire for truth is so embedded in the heart, the guarantee for truth is also given. And this truth shall be spread, because the time of the end has come. Amen.